Here are the top 5 mistakes that men make on their first date. Men, you have to learn this and stop doing these things because, man, you're making us look bad. Watch this. Number 1, not being present. Now, don't be on your freaking phone looking at what time it is or text messages or, you know, hold on real quick, let me just real quick, sorry. No, be present. Like, I want you to be so present that they feel like they're the only person in the freaking world when they're with you. That is gonna make you memorable. That's gonna make them wanna go out on another date with you. Otherwise, you know, if you're distracted, you have wandering eyes, or, you know, somebody laughs over there, so you're like, what's going on? It's gonna make them feel like they're not as interesting as that person laughing over there. Or they're not as interesting as the person who is texting you. That already is starting to break connection. So that's a huge mistake to make on your first date. Number 2, not knowing your boundaries. Guys, we have to know our boundaries in a lot of different areas. You gotta be smart, you gotta be intentional, understand like how they feel so that you don't get into a place where it's like uncomfortable, a little awkward. For an example, let's say you don't know your boundaries when it comes to drinking. Now maybe you're a little nervous and you're like, okay, let's just have a drink, you know, and that's fine, but when you keep drinking and you keep drinking, all of a sudden you start acting outside of yourself. And you're not really representing who you really are because you're gonna start saying things or acting a certain way that, you know, already making them feel like, are they usually like this? Do they always drink like this? Do they always talk like this? And maybe it's not. So you're gonna misrepresent yourself if you don't know your boundaries when it comes to drinking. How about eating? Maybe you're nervous and you're like, you start eating a lot. Are you gonna eat that? You start to eat. Like, you don't wanna come off as, you know, somebody who is a nervous eater, or you just can't discipline yourself when it comes to eating. It's like, you know? Or, you know, you're just getting all crazy and have a bunch of mess on your face. No. Let's be present and let's know our boundaries. Even when it comes to touch, right? Like, let's say maybe you're an affectionate person and that's fine, but maybe they're not. So you wanna really respect them and their space and their boundaries. And in that area, especially on the first date, you wanna allow them to lead that area. You look for connecting, not physically, but connecting emotionally, connecting mentally. And that will begin to open the door to maybe, you know, a little touch here and there. But don't expect, you know, like you're gonna be hugging or kissing, or don't expect even sex. Like, just really look for being present and looking for connecting with them, listening, and know your boundaries. And number 3, don't expect sex. Yes, you heard right. It's like, oh, come on, Richard, seriously? Of course, I'm a guy, what do you expect? Of course I want sex. Yeah, I'm not saying that you don't want it. I'm just saying, don't expect it. Why? Because when you have that filter, when that's the first thing on your mind, even when you show up, right, you're gonna be like, And you just, because it's on your mind, right? Maybe it's not like conscious, but it's subconscious because it's on your mind. So the way you look at first, they're gonna see that. And they're gonna be like, it's one of those guys. He just wants this, right? And that already starts to make them feel uncomfortable or suspicious or put their defenses and guards up. And now you're not gonna be able to connect as easily. You still can, but just even that little expression can already start to break that connection. And then when you start to, you know, sit down and talk, if that's on the forefront of your mind, how your body language gonna be? What kind of things are you gonna start talking about? See, that can really make them look at you in a way that you're really not. So I know as a man, yes, you want sex. It's a need that we have, but we need to be really intentional when it comes to that thing that we're thinking about and not have this expectation of sex, especially on the first date. Number 4, stop trying so hard. Okay, don't try to over impress, over explain, and you're interrupting when they share something good and a story that's something that they did. Now all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, oh man, I did that too. And then you start to like one up them to try to impress. No, you see, look, especially like this goes for everybody. Everybody's favorite topic is themselves, right? So when you sit down with them, make it all about them, and they're gonna feel like, wow, like he's a good listener. He cares about, you know, what I think, what I believe, what I feel, what, you know, what I want to do. Like, that's super important. And if you're just trying to overimpress and trying too hard and, you know, oh, I have these cars, I have this money, and it starts to feel a little, why are you trying so hard? Like, you know, it feels fake. So be you, know who you are, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, have this humility. And humility doesn't mean like, oh, you know, how you can still be very confident. Doesn't mean you're egotistic. Be confident in who you are, because women are attracted to that. Right? But it doesn't mean you're gonna, you know, try too hard. Be confident, but not overconfident that you're trying too hard. So men, put the energy and the time where it belongs, on them, not on you. You see, this takes a lot of pressure off of you when you think about it. Now you don't have to come up with all these cool things and funny things to say, because now you're just asking questions and allowing them to speak, and you're just fully present listening, and this makes you look and feel really good to them. And number five, not taking initiative. Men, you need to be the man. You need to take initiative from beginning to end. Like, even before the freaking date, give them a call. Hey, how you doing? Richard here. Hey, we're still on for tomorrow, right? I'm gonna pick you up, or I'm gonna meet you there. This is you taking leadership. This is you taking initiative, and that feels really good for the woman. See, the woman doesn't want somebody who is weak, who's just waiting around for them to lead. You have to step it up and initiate. We as men need to be the stimulators, and they respond, right? So give them a call. Take that leadership, meet them there. You go there, you take initiative when you're, you know, pull out the chair and you get them to sit down. Don't allow them to feel kind of uncomfortable and not knowing what to do, because all you need to do is take initiative so they feel like, oh, okay, he knows where he's going, he knows what he's doing, and this starts to create a lot of trust, a lot of confidence in who you are as a man. Not only that, take initiative when it comes to paying. You know, don't think like, okay, what do I, just already assume that you're going to pay. If you're gonna invite them out and take them out on a date, come on, if they want to pay, that's another conversation, but you always take initiative. I'm going to pay. I want to pay. Because there's going to be some women who they feel like they want to pay, like it's something that's really important to them. And if you see like, man, this is really important to them, this is going to, you know, they're really fighting for it, then okay, allow them to feel good. Offer them like, you know, let me pay the whole thing the next date. All right, so these are the top five mistakes that we as men make on the first date. So I want to encourage you to not make these mistakes, right? Let's learn from this. So a lot of times, you know, the common sense is not common practice, but let's put this into practice. And if you guys know other mistakes that we make, comment here. I want to know what they are, right? So I can do some other content on this. If you guys enjoyed this, please share it with somebody else. Put the subscribe button, the notification button, and I appreciate you. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in the other episode. Make sure you subscribe.